Reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio as we now officially begin the 2010 broadcast season. Once again, I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski. On this week's edition, I'll preview the year's first PDGA National Tour event as the world's best players are in Arizona this weekend for the Memorial. We'll also check the results from last weekend's Gentlemen's Club Challenge in Las Vegas and give a summary of results from the rest of the disc golf calendar. We'll also talk about some of the other big tournaments coming up this year, and you may need to get registered for them soon as the sport's popularity continues to explode. Record number of players at almost all leagues and events, some filling up in under an hour. I've got those stories along with your PDGA news update and some other random pieces of your disc golf news. It's coming your way on this edition of PDGA Radio, which is for March 3rd, 2010. We'll start things off this week with a look at the winners from the past weekend of disc golf action, which covered February 26th through the 28th, and headlined by the first full-fielded A-tier event of the year in Las Vegas for the annual Gentlemen's Club Challenge. After the first round, the Open division saw California's Bobby Music taking a slim one-throw lead after having the hot round of the day with a 49. Just one throw ahead, though, of Barry Schultz, who manages to gain the lead on Saturday and holds on to win. Despite a late charge by Devin Owens, Schultz wins the season's first big paycheck. Owens' final round of 49 on Sunday propelled him to a tie for second place with Nico LaCastro, whose consistent 1050-plus rated play over the weekend falls just short. He'll now prepare to defend his title at this next weekend's National Tour event in Arizona for the Memorial. We'll hear more about that later on this edition. Back to the results from Las Vegas, where we'll find a bit of an upset in the women's field as Liz Lopez comes in, throws a 1,000-plus rated first round, and survives the weekend with a 5-throw margin victory over Valerie Jenkins. A local player, Jeff Jacquart, won in Masters, whereas Kevin Couch came from Oakland to win in Grandmasters. The amateurs played their event the prior weekend. Texas's Luke Christensen got the win by 3 over Austin McNabb in advanced. Elsewhere around the PDGA calendar, it was a relatively light schedule, just a dozen sanctioned events, but we do have results from a few of the other competitions. First was a B-tier in Napa, California for the 16th annual Vintage Cup, as Dallas Albright goes home with a 2-throw victory over John Child. Patrick Brown wins there in Masters, and Owen Baer gets advanced. Next, we're in Texas for the Victoria Open, which sees Michael Olse take the title by 3 over Bradley Williams. Des Redding wins in women's, and Jay Redding gets the win in his newly eligible Masters division. In Michigan, Jimmy Bates gets a win at the Big Beaver Open. Blair Bowes wins in Alabama at the Hartzell Ice Bowl. Lester Buddy Lee Sloan wins in Illinois at the J-Town Ice Bowl. Roger Hill wins the amateur event in Long Beach, California. And finally, we get to the results from High Point, North Carolina, where it's a Mookie's Cup, not yours. And Brian Schweberger gets the win there by 5 over the youngster David Wiggins Jr., while Craig Wesnowski edges out Trey Williams to win in advanced. From the events, with their unofficial results posted online as of March 2nd, we'll find the highest rated round by a female thrown this past weekend was from 940 rated Liz Lopez of Texas with her 1004 rated first round in Las Vegas. For the men, it was Oklahoma's 1007 rated Devin Owens with that final round 49 rated at 1083. Well, now this next tournament weekend will actually cover March 3rd through the 7th, led by the PDGA's first stop on the 2010 National Tour in Scottsdale, Arizona for the 2010 Memorial presented by Discraft. It will start Wednesday, then finish on Saturday featuring defending champions Nico LaCastro and Valerie Jenkins, along with many of the world's other best players. And this year's tournament will be broadcasted live online from DiscGolfPlanet.tv and TotoCast to its pay-per-view subscribers. More information on the broadcast and the tournament is available online from PDGA.com or a little bit later on in this edition of PDGA Radio. However, there are other sanctioned events on the PDGA calendar for this weekend besides there in Arizona with the Memorial. They include the Wichita Falls Open in Texas, the Earl Wood Classic in South Carolina, the Loriella Challenge is in Virginia, the first Rites of Spring will be held in Illinois Saturday, and the Spring Ripit invades Minnesota on Sunday. Internationally, we'll find events in Japan, the Netherlands, and Budapest, Hungary. Further down the road, some notable events to remember are the Sunshine State Shootout. Mike Barnett and Sun King Disc will put that on March 26th through the 28th in Ocala, Florida, when the National Tour will make its next stop after the Memorial. Also, the PDGA World Doubles Championships will again be in Wimberley, Texas, sneaking up on us March 20th through the 21st. And the annual Bowling Green Amateur Championships in Kentucky, April 9th through the 11th. Preferred registration closes March 8th. We'll have more about this tournament in the coming weeks, including the likelihood of some live broadcasts and other special media coverage. And a general reminder again that if you're interested in playing any PDGA or disc golf event in general this year, it's highly encouraged to pre-register whenever possible and as soon as possible to make sure you get a spot. Once again, the 2010 disc golf season likely to break records, number of players and events. Registration already filled for the Mays Beaver State Fling National Tour event. Just 26 minutes, they say, was all it took to sell out everything but a few reserved spots. Still open for the Minnesota Majestic, that National Tour event in the end of June. The 2010 PDGA Amateur Worlds registration open for the invited players. And all of that information and more can be found from PDGA.com and the tour calendar. Find the tournament of your choice, follow the links, find out how to register, even get results from the previous week's tournaments. You are, after all, listening to PDGA Radio, your source for disc golf news and information. This edition for March 3rd, 2010. More disc golf news after this.
Now it's 2010, and the disc golf world is waiting to see who will get the jump on the new season. The Professional Disc Golf Association and their broadcast partners Totocast.tv and 8Planet Media are pleased to bring you live coverage of the launch of the 2010 National Tour on DiscGolfPlanet.tv. It's the Memorial Championship, presented by Discraft, airing live March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, with a special 30-minute highlight package posted on Monday, March 8th. Register now at DiscGolfPlanet.tv and watch the world's best disc golfers get their seasons off to a great start at the desert oasis of Fountain Hills, Arizona.
It's time now for your disc golf news update here on PDGA Radio. Leading things off with some quick items from the front page of PDGA.com, where you'll find the complete list of players who have been officially invited to play in the 2010 Amateur World Championships to be held in mid-Ohio, June 27th through July 3rd. These invited players can take advantage of the early registration period, open from now until May 3rd. Then any current PDGA member can sign up for any remaining spots. You can also check out the event website at 2010amworlds.com. Website still a work in progress, but should be up and running. Will contain information all about the mid-Ohio area, the courses, and the tournament itself. They did announce a few events. The mixed and junior divisional doubles will be that Sunday, with field events, check-in, and the player meeting apparently on Monday night. If you have any further questions, please check out PDGA.com or email amworlds@PDGA.com. The invites for the Pro Worlds will be published very soon. Eligible players will receive an email with all the details, and their exclusive registration period will run for 60 days, starting March 15th. Discraft has opened registration for the 2010 U.S. Amateur Championships that they present each year, held in Michigan, June 11th through the 13th, field capped at 144 players, so get in early if you can. Check out discraft.com or amnationals.com to see if you're invited or how else you can still get in. It does fill early every year. The next update to the PDGA Players rating will be March 23rd. That will include all events in 2010 submitted prior to March 12th. The PDGA is requesting bid proposals for the filming and production of this year's Pro World Championships. That will be in Crown Point, Indiana, July 27th through the 31st. Scope and details of that project and the requirements are outlined on PDGA.com. Deadline for that is May 3rd. And if you're interested in having your club host a PDGA major event, there are several out there that are looking for hosts, including the 2011 Professional World Championships, the 2011 and 12 U.S. Masters, and the 2011-2012 U.S. Women's. The Board of Directors are accepting bids at the upcoming Spring Summit. That will be May 13th and 14th at the International Disc Golf Center. All bids must be received by the PDGA by May 7th. That will give them enough time to review them before the summit. Much more information can be found from PDGA.com. They're your one-stop portal for everything disc golf related. Among the massive loads of information PDGA.com has on it are several new items of note, including a women's page. Available from the bottom of the PDGA Tour tab, it features a schedule with all of the special women's events for the year, along with women's leagues and clubs throughout the country. Also, contact information for the PDGA Women's Committee, whose members' ultimate goal is to promote and increase awareness and participation by other women in disc golf. Contact Carolyn at the PDGA office if you want to get your women's information on that page. Tournament directors will have a dedicated page for their information available now, including their online sanctioning, and they'll post a new updated multimedia page in the coming future to help showcase efforts in disc golf media such as Disc Golfer Magazine, PDGA Radio, and others, including the new Disc Golf 365 Media Network. Much more information about the first-of-its-kind media network for disc golfers will be coming in the very near future on PDGA.com. However, you can get a sneak preview from DiscGolf365.com. Take some time and explore the network. It expects to deliver a nearly non-stop stream of disc golf videos, talk shows, and other specially selected material programmed specifically for disc golfers. Also new this year as part of the Disc Golf 365 Media Network will be graphic and video versions of PDGA Radio, typically available about a day after the audio version is uploaded and available on PDGA.com. You'll be able to find them from a special channel on YouTube. The link will be available from the show description for each week's PDGA Radio. Also should be available soon in the video section of PDGA.com. But you can still search for it on Google or YouTube or Yahoo. Otherwise, link to it from discgolf365.com. And enjoy the new features coming over the next several months, along with some additional and expanded content in those video versions of PDGA Radio as we slowly try to transition to a full video program. Unfortunately, that has been your PDGA Radio News Update for March 3rd, 2010. Until next week, from PDGA Radio, I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, wishing you all the happiest of disc golfing adventures until we meet again.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.